Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Today's topic, I want to talk about control. See, control is interesting because we can only control ourselves. We want to control our circumstances, we want to control the outcome, but the truth is, we can't control any of that. We can't control anything that is outside of ourselves. So this includes other people's behaviors, other people's opinions, other people's actions, the things that they are doing, just guided by their own belief systems, whether or not they are distorted, that is their deal. It's an invisible set of belief systems that we don't know anything about. And people are always going to do what they're going to do. Just same as we're always going to do what we're doing for our own reasons. We can't control that. We can't control that. We can't control anyone's opinion on anything. We can't make them do what we want them to do. We can only control ourselves. So what does that mean? We have control of our thoughts. We have control of our actions. We have control of our behavior, and we have control over our response, to other people, to the things that are happening around us. And really, today's message is about letting go of the need to control anything that is outside of yourself. It's really the only way to stay sane. I mean, I don't watch the news, I don't watch television. For a lot of you, that's been in my world for a long time. I lost interest in television many years ago. Those are some things that are out of your control right there. Things that are happening in the news, stuff that's happening with celebrities, what's trending, the market, it's up, it's down. All of that is completely out of our control. And when we try to control things that are not within our control, guess what? We really set ourselves up for this downward spiral. And so, really, we have to change the focus, bring it back home to ourselves. Well, what can I control? I can control myself. I can control the way that I feel. I can define things the way that I want to define them and regulate myself and how I feel about the world, about what's happening around me, about my life. And you know what? Choose happiness. Choose happiness, choose love, choose to believe in the best in others, and also choose to believe that even if you are going through a hard time right now and you cannot control your circumstances and you don't know what the outcome is gonna be, trust. Just trust. The universe has it under control. The universe is the only thing that has anything under control, I feel. And really, if you just surrender the need to want to control anything, to want to control the outcome, to have to know what's going to happen and have it happen your way, the way you imagine it, in a way that makes you feel safe, when you release all of that, the universe will deliver something much greater than you had planned, much greater than you had imagined. And this has happened to me many times in my life. I've heard about this happening in a lot of metaphysical and manifestation books, but I've witnessed it myself firsthand. Here I want this one guy, and I think he's the one for me, and he's, everything I've ever wanted, blah, 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 blah. And it doesn't work out. And instead of chasing after him and needing this to be my person for him to come back, once I let that go, the universe delivered me somebody that was, more than alignment, way more aligned than the last guy. And it just really fell into my lap effortlessly, with ease. And so that's just it. The universe loves to surprise. The universe wants to surprise you. The universe wants to give you the desires of your heart. But you got to release control, you got to let go and trust. Now, if you're having trouble with this, I'm sure you can think back to many times where something did not work out in your favor. But after some time had passed, you saw that it's probably the best thing that ever happened to you. And once again, I'm going to use my favorite examples. I am so glad that I did not end up with, this ex-boyfriend, that ex-boyfriend. My world was crumbling at the time. It was so sad. But it worked out. It worked out, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Just looking back at all that, I'm like, oh my goodness, what was I thinking? Thank the Lord, thank the angels, universe, spirit guides, thank you for protecting me. Thank you for taking control of that situation so that I didn't end up with that person. Oh my goodness. Gotta surrender. You gotta trust. So that's my message for today. I love you lots and lots and lots, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye now.